In this bulletin, Australia sourcing new markets for its barley after China imposes an 80% tariff on imports. The US reiterates its criticism of the WHO. And South Sydney's Cody Walker apologises for his role in an off-season scuffle. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia is now looking to open up other markets for barley producers after China announced an 80% tariff on barley for the next 5 years. China alleges barley is being subsidised by Australia and sold at below market value in breach of anti-dumping laws. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says Australia will try to convince China that it's complying with trade rules.
We acknowledge that China has a right to use anti-dumping laws and rules. We use those laws and rules at times as well, but it is a case where China, we think in this case, has made errors of both fact and law in the application of those rules.
And Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says Australia could refer the matter to the World Trade Organisation. He says Australian barley producers need to be assured the government is trying to find new buyers.
We have already, only in the last week, opened up greater access into India in getting some of their conditions eased to allow easier access into India. We now have a free trade agreement that starts on the 5th of July with Indonesia and also within the Middle East. Saudi Arabia and Kuwait are also interested.
The World Health Organization says an independent review of the response to the coronavirus will begin as soon as possible after it received backing from China. The pledge came during an online meeting of its ministerial assembly, where the US alleged the WHO failed to control the pandemic. The US Health Secretary, Alex Azar, claimed the body had failed to obtain the information the world needed, and that had cost many lives.
We must be frank about one of the primary reasons this outbreak spun out of control. There was a failure by this organization to obtain the information that the world needed, and that failure cost many lives. In an apparent attempt to conceal this outbreak, at least one member state made a mockery of their transparency obligations, with tremendous cost for the entire world. We saw that WHO failed at its core mission of information sharing and transparency when member states do not act in good faith. This cannot ever happen again.
China says it would support an impartial, comprehensive review of the pandemic, but only after it has been brought under control. It promised $3 billion over 2 years to help contain the virus, especially in developing countries. President Xi Jinping says China has been transparent about the outbreak.
All along, China has acted with openness, transparency, and responsibility. We have provided the information to the WHO and relevant countries in a most timely fashion. We have released the genome sequence at the earliest possible time. We have shared control and treatment experience. We have done everything in our power to support and assist countries in need.
And back in Australia, two aged care homes in Melbourne are in lockdown after positive coronavirus test results. Linden Aged Care in Camberwell has written to relatives saying one of its residents tested positive, and Hammond Care in Caulfield says a resident in its dementia-specific ward tested positive yesterday. General Manager Angela Raguse has told Radio 3AW a second test has come back with a negative result.
We did get a positive result initially yesterday morning, and the second swab has now come back negative. So we are now investigating, and the Department of Health is investigating, the Public Health Unit, in order to determine is this actually a positive case.
Millions of people are being evacuated from coastal areas in India as a cyclone approaches the country's east coast. The cyclone, which is over the Bay of Bengal, has winds of up to 240 kilometres per hour and is expected to make landfall tomorrow. A cyclone of similar strength in the Bay of Bengal in 1999 killed more than 9,000 people when it struck the Orissa coast. In rugby league, South Sydney's Cody Walker has apologised for his role in an off-season scuffle which resulted in a blackmail attempt. The 30-year-old says someone in possession of a video tried to blackmail him for $20,000, with a video showing Walker kicking a man at casino in northern New South Wales. Walker went to the police in South Sydney at the weekend to report the blackmail attempt. The video has since surfaced on social media, and Walker has told Channel 9 the incident was out of character.
It was a very emotional time for myself and the family leading into that week, and it was not a true reflection of what, you know, what my character and who I am as a person. I had no recollection that there was a video. And then when the video came out, that I let South know.
Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth with a top of 19. A shower or two developing in Adelaide, 20 degrees. 19 degrees in Melbourne with a shower or two later in the day. In Hobart, it's cloudy and 18. It's also cloudy in the capital, Canberra, 17 for you. Fine weather for Wollongong, 21 degrees. And the sunny conditions continue in Sydney, 22. Much the same for Newcastle, 23. A couple of showers for you in Brisbane, 24 degrees. Showers as well for Cairns and 28, and it's sunny for you in Darwin where it's 34 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is the latest SBS News.